MoneyWeb now. On the Money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Taking now with Rishon Swanner, tax attorney at Tax Consulting South Africa. Rishon, appreciate the time today. National Treasury just published a set of draft tax and revenue law amendment bills. It gets a bit difficult at times, but in essence, this really is changing some tightening some loopholes and some inconsistencies. And the bottom line, particularly for individuals, could be some good news. This is sort of SARS cleaning things up in many senses.
Thank you, Simon. Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning. And you're quite correct. The vast majority of the proposed amendments in these bills certainly appear to be closing loopholes and some inconsistencies, often to the detriment of the taxpayer, whether that is an individual or a corporate. But there are some potentially beneficial proposed changes that may actually benefit well-to-do taxpayers. Yeah,
and this is in particular the capital gains tax. And this in particular, they're not doing any changes to our local CGT. But if I dispose of a foreign asset and I pay CGT in that territory, I was able to claim it back locally, and they're making adjustments there around the sort of double taxation concern.
Quite correct. So where a South African tax resident owns foreign located assets, whether those are immovable properties or shares, as an example, and they then dispose of that, very often they will likely be liable for capital gains tax in that foreign jurisdiction. But of course, because they are a tax resident in South Africa, they do need to declare that gain, and they will likely also be liable for capital gains tax locally with SARS. So in our local income tax act, they are allowed to claim a tax credit against their local CGT liability. Mm-hmm. But the challenge that Treasury has identified is where that foreign capital gains tax exceeds our local capital gains tax rate, then that differential may then result in double tax because they cannot currently claim a full tax credit that that then extinguishes their local tax liability. Yeah,
I got you. Because I mean, our capital gains is there's a 40,000 exclusion. Then 40% of the gain is added to your income. So effectively, if you're at the 45% income tax bracket, your CGT taps out at 18%, but you might have paid a higher rate somewhere else.
Quite correct. Yes, the maximum possible effective CGT tax rate for an individual would then equate to that 18%, of course, depending on their marginal tax rate. But for example, in Denmark, their capital gains tax rate is at 42%.
Sure.
France is at 34%. So especially in your European jurisdictions, the CGT rate is quite high and is very likely to exceed South Africa's CGT rate, leaving, you know, South Africans that do have these offshore assets at quite a vulnerable exposure to double tax. And it's quite surprising that National Treasury has thought of this, and one can make the argument that they're actually shooting themselves in the foot.
Oh, yeah.
I
take your point on that, because in essence, Treasury, and I said SARS earlier, of course, Treasury's brought this to this legislative process. I mean, Treasury could just shrug their shoulders and say, well, sorry, that's Denmark for you. They're potentially going to get less revenue. I mean, is it as simple as this is really good for folks who hold assets in high tax regimes?
Exactly. So this is potentially very beneficial to South Africans that own these offshore assets, and in the event of a disposal, and presuming of course that this is amended and expanded, mm-hmm, to assist them, then this could be very, very beneficial for them in future, where they then potentially dispose of these assets.
I set up, which is Yeah, I said up front, it's a draft bill at this point in time. It still needs to go through the whole legislative process. Folks out there listening this morning shouldn't get excited yet. This is going to be a process, and it'll take time. The process is comments, and then obviously off to Parliament and National Council of Provinces. This isn't yet in force.
Correct, yes. It's still at proposal stage, and as you've quite rightly mentioned, this must go through the whole white paper and green paper stage, public comment, and then back to Parliament for further refinements. So it may be restricted, but the premise is quite exciting. And yeah, I think especially with the number of South Africans that have expanded their investment portfolios abroad to take advantage of the arbitrage opportunities that do exist, I think this is quite exciting.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, almost everyone has some form or sort of offshore assets in Denmark, 42%. Wow. We'll leave that there. That's Rashawn's willingness. Tax Attorney, Tax Consulting, SA. Appreciate the early morning time. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.